Hey gang. Morning you guys. Welcome back. Episode 72 of Zero Carb Journal. Matt here. Nice to see you guys. Good morning. How you doing? Did you have a good week? Hope you did. Hope you stayed the course. Made some progress. I bet you did great. I had an awesome week, you guys. I had a really, really good one. Super normal. Super the same as always. I stayed the course. I ate my beef. But, you know, I did it differently this week. I told you last week I was going to try to stay away from the ground beef and try and eat solid meat all week. And I did. I ate steak. I ate ribeye pretty much all week. And it was great. I got a little sick one night. I didn't vomit. I didn't get the same sick as the ground beef makes me. But I did get a little bit too much fat sick. Not this time the gristle. It wasn't hard to digest, but I just had sort of nausea and overall grossness, a little diarrhea. And that was just from simply, I just ate too much. I just went to bed. I was getting ready to go to bed and I was hungry. I had eaten earlier at 4 or something, and I cooked again and ate more at like 8:30 or 9, and that was a bad idea. I didn't process it, and I woke up with it still kind of going through me, and I had diarrhea that next day. But it wasn't bad, and it was an interesting week. I found that that hamburgers really hit kind of the spot that makes me feel full, I guess. I eat a lot of them, volume-wise, and there's something to that that makes me satisfied. And there's something to that, I think that, I don't know what, but I feel satisfied and I feel full, and I had a hard time this week getting there on just steaks. I just always kind of felt hungry. Unless I ate so much that I got sick, I guess. One other thing that I noticed is that I don't really care for steaks, unfortunately. So I would eat like one, and I would kind of, the first couple bites, I'd have a couple bites that were great. I loved. I mean, it's not like I don't like it all the way, but I had a couple bites that I'd love, and then by the time I get to the end of the steak, I just really wasn't enjoying it. I was having to force it down, and I was still hungry. So it was interesting. It was an interesting week. I got a little more, or I ended up liking, or whatever, ribeye better by the end of the week. I was kind of enjoying it. But it was interesting. I definitely was craving my burgers, and I definitely didn't get as satisfied as I do eating burgers. But overall, it's been pretty good. I had a couple of days where I almost had solid poop, so that was great. That's very different than when I'm eating the burgers, for sure. So, and I don't know if that's just because I ate less. I did eat less this week. I was feeling hungry quite a bit. Not real hungry. I was trying not to. I was trying to eat enough, but like I said, I just didn't find myself eating enough. But it was interesting overall. I did eat a little bit of liver, a little lamb liver. One of the guys at one of the boat shops where I'm working has some lamb, and he slaughtered some out last weekend, so I got a fresh lamb liver. That was pretty nice, actually. I enjoyed it. I didn't eat much, maybe 50 grams, a little slice. But I did. I really enjoyed it. It was mild, and, you know, it's kind of like the steak. It's like the first few bites, I'm like, oh, that's really good. I actually like it. And then by the end of it, I'm kind of choking it down. So, but that was interesting to enjoy that, and kind of nice. Let's see. It seems like I did something else this week. I don't know. Anyways, let's talk about ribeye real quick. That was kind of something I did this week that was interesting. As I told you last week, I went to Costco and I spent quite a bit of money on a big cryovac ribeye. Prime, just to see, and it was really good, and I really enjoyed it, but the next day, it was sale week all over, so the next day I went back to my cheap store. Well, they had cryovac choice ribeye for $3.69 a pound, or something like that, less than $4 a pound, so I ended up buying like two of those over the week, while they were on sale, and, so yeah, I think I ate almost all three of those already. There's just a little bit left in the freezer, which is kind of surprising. But it was really interesting because, you know, to be honest with you, I liked the cheaper choice ones better. And I don't know if that's just because of the one that I got at Costco. It was prime, and it was really good. But here's what I found. It was from a big animal, that prime one. You know, the ribeyes themselves were very large, much bigger around than the ones I got for $3.69, the choice ones. The choice ones actually had better marbling than the prime. They had more fat around it, which maybe the prime ones, they grade them so they don't have quite as much fat. I don't know. So I liked that better on the cheaper ones. But here was the biggest thing, was that prime one, the tendons, the nerves, and all those hard bits that tend to make me sick, those were so much tougher in that prime ribeye. And I think it was because of the size of the animal, but I don't know. But man, I spat out so much of that prime ribeye. Like, I had a bowl full of that meat, and by the time I was done, there was like a quarter or a third of it was still in there that I'd spit back out that I couldn't eat. So that was really surprising to me, and I know for sure I won't be going back to Costco and buying prime ribeye unless it's trying to impress somebody or something, because I didn't feel there was any advantage there. But that was really cool to nail down for myself, because I've always been wondering and agonizing over that. So that was cool. And how cool to have less than $4 a pound ribeye, too. I really enjoyed that. So, pretty good week. Had made some fun little food voyages and discoveries there. I ate some chuck steak, enjoyed that. I think there's anything else. I think that's about it. Seemed like there. Oh, I know what I was going to talk to you about. So, I have been lately having issues with my legs. I don't know why. I suspect it's from the bow work and me being old. But so my knees have been really sore lately. I spent 7 hours kneeling on the metal boat on Tuesday, and then I did that again on Wednesday for quite a bit, and they don't seem to hurt my legs. It's not like they hurt right after that. Oh, and I did some squats this week. But it seems like a day, you know, it's hard for me. I haven't been pinning it down directly, but it's like a day or two after. Oh, those birds on the camera. I don't know if you can, they're shaking it, but at any rate, my knees got sore a few days after that, I noticed, and I didn't immediately associate the pain with that boat work I'd been doing. But I just noticed my knees were really sore, and that's happened a couple times over the last few weeks now. And, you know, I walk up and down this big hill 4 or 5 times a day, and I've been surfing, which has been lately a lot of sort of real high energy, almost isometric walking against the tide on these rocks, water streaming past you and going against it kind of for hours all day. So there's reasons for my legs to be sore, but they were really sore. They felt really strange, really stiff, and right in my joints, right in my knees. Now, I have screws in one knee, and I have an ACL replacement where they cut my patella tendon apart and use some of it for my ACL. And the other one, my good one, has probably got some meniscus damage and all that from years of snowboarding and skateboarding. And so I've had little issues, and there is reasons for them to be sore, but they were really sore. And so I've been wondering what that might be. And I kind of, you know, I started thinking, geez, I wonder if that's the beginning of scurvy. I guess some of those, old boogeymen are always going to linger there in the backs of our brains. But, I think, you know, that did inspire me to eat that liver this week a little bit, although I always try and, you know, I keep trying to eat liver and keep some of it in my diet. And I think I have some ascorbic acid, however you say that, vitamin C, from a few years ago. I have a bag of it, that I bought before I started ZC, thinking that, like most of us, that I was going to need to supplement. I don't know if I bought it when I was doing for ZC or for what I was eating before then. Anyways, I've got it sitting around, so I grabbed that out of my shop yesterday, and I think I'm going to try eating some this week, just to see if that makes any difference in my sore knees. They feel pretty good this morning, so I think it was just the boat work, and So much kneeling, and me being 50, and, you know, whatever, age, soreness, bad joints, old surgeries. But anyways, I think I'm going to try eating a little vitamin C this week and see if that makes a difference. I don't want my scars to start opening up again and whatever else I'll get with my scurvy here. I don't think I have scurvy, you guys. But I'll tell you, I'll let you know if I notice a dramatic difference in the way my knees feel. So I dragged that up from the shop, and I was going to tell you about that, and let's see what else. Oh, you know what I wanted to talk about aside from food was, I just wanted to touch base. I watched a Carnomad video, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday, and if you haven't watched it, I think he titled it something about, is Amy Berger going to save carnivory? And I just wanted to say, Mike, once again, I think you're my spirit animal. I really resonated with the message that you sent that day, and I just wanted to reiterate that to anyone out there. Just, you know, Mike made a really great point, and it was that he's going to continue to make fun of, or, you know, whatever, you know, not take the advice, I guess, say he's going to continue to not take the advice of people who suggest that he's doing carnivory wrong, and that there might be some right way to do it. And I feel so strongly about that. And one of the things that, as I have tried over the last month or two to kind of re-enter the fold, as it were, on Twitter, and just kind of get back into the carnivore discussion with the rest of the online carnivores out there. You know, one of the things that really turns me off is the folks in our movement who say, you know, who really push for the idea of optimal nutrition, or that you have to eat liver, or that there's something lacking in an all, you know, hamburger diet, or the people, the worst ones are the ones that profess science, because as Mike from Carnomad said so eloquently, you know, science is what got me fat and sick in the first place. And we, those of us who've been doing this for a while, we know there isn't any real science. It's just people extrapolating epidemiology and studies and science done on non-carnivore humans and trying to apply that to our situation. And I don't think it applies. And I don't think we have the data to extrapolate any of the things that they assume. And I believe that we have enough long-term carnivore success stories that we can observe what works. And I believe that what works is just staying the course, leaving the fiber out, and eating your version of an all-animal product diet and what works for you. There is no one right fat content. You're not eating too much. You're not eating too little. You don't need to eat liver all day. You don't need to eat liver once a week. You don't need to eat liver at all, says the guy who's about to try some vitamin C because his knees hurt. But I believe that. I do. There's so many examples of long-term carnivores thriving. Let's not say existing, but thriving on various versions of this way of eating. And yeah, maybe, you know, maybe the fact that I eat everything extra super well done might end up meaning that I might need to watch my, you know, vitamin intake or something like that more than someone who doesn't. I don't know. I'm not closed off to that idea. What I am closed off to is people who say this way of doing it is optimal nutrition, and humans, all humans will do better like this. And it really frustrates me, and I'll tell you why, and I've talked about this early on, but I think it frustrates me because I think it closes off this way of eating to many people whom this way of eating might otherwise be very effective for and offer a lot of hope and progress to. And so, you know, there's people in our movement, usually they're fairly new, and one of the reasons I get so frustrated is because I think that they're the people who are most susceptible to their message are newbies, who might not realize that there are a lot of people out there doing this in different ways, and who are going to be much more sensitive to the idea of nutrient deficiencies and needing to eat liver and things like that. And so I get frustrated. I get frustrated with the folks out there who make those claims. And I'll tell you, there's some researchers in our field recently that have become quite popular who really push for this incredibly high fat ratio, and I don't think that that's the right thing for everybody. I'll just say it. You know, of course, they're talking about for autoimmune people, it's specific, and I'm one of them, and you know, that amount of fat would have steered me off this diet right out of the gate. You know, I look at some of their studies and history, and it seems like they're working with a very, very small set of individuals. You know, their studies are, the published study is one individual. So that one individual they studied does well with high fat. I don't think that you can extrapolate that all individuals do well. So, you know, I just want to say I'm not saying any of them are wrong. I'm not saying anyone's, you know, bad. What I am saying is that take it all with a grain of salt. I don't think there's one right way to do it. I think you need to discover what works for you. And the reason I feel so strongly, I'll just reiterate, is because if I had tried to stick to the rules, I would have fallen off this train, and I wouldn't be here having the success I am. So find out what works for you. Eat some liver. See if it makes a difference. Eat higher fat. See if you feel better. Eat lower fat. See if you feel better. But don't just go adding butter to every meal willy-nilly because someone told you you need to have 80% fat. And don't just go adding liver and choking it down and pinching your nose and swallowing it like pills because someone told you that's optimal nutrition. It hasn't proven to be the case. If you observe multiple carnivores, you'll find that there's those who eat liver daily, there's those who never eat liver, and you won't be able to tell which one is which by looking at their health or performance. So, enough about that. I just wanted to say, Mike, thanks a lot for bringing that up, and once again, you made me feel like I'm not alone, and like I'm not the weirdest carnivore out there. And I appreciate that greatly. So thank you very much. And for all those of you who are watching me, if you haven't been watching Mike, you need to get on his daily video train, because it's something to see. Mike, you're a piece of work, and I really appreciate you being out there in the world. Thank you. So I think that's enough for today, you guys. It's a glorious Sunday morning. I got baby calf out there to go move around. I'll see if I can shoot a little baby calf video up in here for you too, this time, like I did last week. Such a cute little thing. I still don't know if it's a boy or a girl, but one of the roommates named him Max. I can't remember if it's Maximilian. I think it is. So it's Max or Maxine if it's a girl. And it looks like there might be another one on the way, which is pretty exciting. So, yeah, so I'm going to get out to my Sunday, go move the cows, maybe try and go for a surf, and just kind of relax and get ready for another week. I'm going to try and put some boats to bed this week and start clearing my table for whatever's next for the summer. So I think that's enough for today. I hope you guys are doing great. I hope you're making progress. Hope you're reaching for your goals. Stay in the course. And if there's anything I can do to help you out, please let me know. Thanks, as always, for your questions and comments and for listening and watching and your constant support. It means so much to me, you guys. Thank you so much. So I think the audio is going to be funky on this one. I apologize. I'm trying some new audio solutions, and I'll get it figured out one of these days. But I appreciate you guys bearing with me. You make a huge difference in my life. So thank you for listening and watching, and I'll catch you next time. All right. Thanks a lot, you guys. See ya.